This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 TheGame.com. It is Sam and Greg on a Sunday morning, first day of December. I'm deciding whether or not I should tell you I made money off this movie. But it's a nice story here.
Okay. Yeah,
I'll tell you in a second. Anyway, it's a Sunday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings. Hope you're having a wonderful holiday weekend. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to those of you in Mountain Park.
Mountain Park.
You know about Mountain Park? If you don't know nothing about Mountain Park...
Give us a Mountain Park.
Mountain Park is up in Gwinnett.
Okay.
It's an unincorporated community just under, let me see, the last one was how many thousands of people were there? About 13,000.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Unincorporated, but up in Gwinnett County.
Mm-hmm.
Older name for the area was Trickham, like Trickham Road.
Okay, Trickham. Yeah. So Five Forks, Trickham.
That's it, okay. Five Forks. So
here we go.
There you go. That's mm-hmm. where Mountain Park is. And we reach out to those fine people on this holiday weekend. When Beverly Hills Cop, when I got on the cruise ship later on, there were people on the ship who wanted to see the movie, and somehow there were copies floating around this ship, no pun intended. And I helped
get those
to some of the crew members who wanted to see it.
Okay.
You know.
Give them that opportunity.
Yeah, give them that opportunity to see that movie. And I'll just leave it at that.
You leave it at that.
I will leave it at that. But today was the day that Beverly Hills Cop was released.
Movies.
Yeah, it was. Did you go see this in theaters when it was released?
Yes.
And well, you were there. 1984.
Mm-hmm.
It premiered. It was released on this day. You know what else happened on this day? So we're not going to touch much. We're not going to talk more basketball. We're going to talk to Joe Patrick here in just a second. Today was the day that Latrell Sprewell choked P.J. Carlissimo.
Whoa.
Everybody remembers.
Which leads us to another thing. The passing of Lou Carnesecca.
But we got to do that in a little bit because we got Joe waiting.
Okay, all right.
We got Joe waiting there. We got to get, but that's a good one. But yeah, you remember the pictures of PJ's neck?
Well, yeah.
He was holding on to those. That was after the Olympics, too. He was a part of the Dream Team. Joe, good morning. How are you, sir? Are you bundled up out there?
Yeah, guys, it's going to be a cold one. We're getting ready for it. It's certainly going to be good. And I got to say, you know, I did not know that stat about Latrell Sprewell, and it makes me feel even worse about it in retrospect, knowing it was this early in the season that he was going and getting at it with
PJ
Carlissimo.
Yeah, really,
but,
right.
It's never good. It's never good for it to happen at any time, but especially when you're still early on in the NBA season. So kind of funny there. But, yeah, it should be a good one. between the Falcons and Chargers here today. Falcons have a lot to play for. I think a lot of respect to kind of earn back after these last couple weeks, guys.
I would think so. They've had a break. They've had some time to go out and, you know, refresh. And hopefully some of the people who were banged up and nicked up and not able to contribute when last we saw them will be able to contribute today, especially on the defensive side of the ball, Joe, because we're facing a very tough quarterback today.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's kind of funny because this Chargers offense hasn't been one that's, you know, it's been, frankly, the lesser half of the two parts of the team between the offense and defense with just the way that this Chargers defense has performed. But, you know, with the thing that with this Chargers offense is that they've got a quarterback that can, you know, make any throw. He may have the most arm talent in the NFL. It's unfortunate for Justin Herbert that he doesn't have the receivers to go with him, like, you know, a guy like Joe Burrow, for example, has in Cincinnati or something. But certainly, you know, it's a quarterback that presents a ton of danger for this team. And for that reason, it's an offense that presents a ton of danger. And honestly, guys, after seeing this defense perform, especially last week against the Broncos, it feels like any offense may be a danger for this Falcons defense the way they're performing. I mean, they just can't really seem to do anything right on that side of the ball. They can't get to the quarterback. They can't, you know, stop passes from being completed. They can't stop, you know, running attacks from, you know, picking up yards against them. So there's a lot, again, I think, for them to prove in this game. And it helps that J.K. Dobbins, the Chargers running back, is going to be out of this one. He's going to miss with an injury. But, you know, you never want to say that that's going to make things any easier again for this Falcons defense because, you know, they've got their own kind of point they have to prove today, especially if they consider themselves a defense that's going to be able to, you know, get this team to the playoffs.
All right.
So certainly a lot on the table for them.
Take a breath, Joe. I wanted to ask you. He almost answered both of my questions. So I wanted to jump in here. This guy's beautiful. He really is. Because I wanted to get on the defense. And one of the things we know about with a Jim Harbaugh run team is this dude is going to run the ball. So I wanted to get your thoughts on run defense. But you kind of just gave a wide paintbrush as to what you think this defense has been looking like. And hopefully things will change.
Well, yeah, and, you know, the thing I'll say about Jim Harbaugh is that, you know, his teams, whether it's this Chargers team, whether it's the teams he's had in Michigan,
right,
they are physical football teams. Like, he really drives that point home, and that, I think, in and of itself is a kind of dynamic that this Falcons defense is going to have to, you know, kind of stand tall to, essentially.
Right.
You know, they've got to prove that they can be just as physical and win like that. And I think that this is a game, honestly, when you're talking about the Chargers coming off a short week, they're traveling from the West Coast to the East Coast. I think it's one of those games where Jim Harbaugh is going to really challenge his guys and rely on the running game to get things going. And it's not, obviously, it's the NFL. They're going to be balanced to some extent. But I really think it's one of those games where he's going to underscore, listen, let's win this game with our physicality. It's the holidays. Teams, you know, players are distracted. Teams are distracted. Sometimes the simplest way to win the football game is just run it down another team's throat. And I know that that's the way that he loves to win, maybe more than any other. So, again, it's going to be a huge test for these guys. And it will be interesting to see how much the Falcons' defensive line and defensive run game is up to the challenge after a week off to get healthier.
You all right over there? You're getting yourself together there. All that. It's just something up here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Talking to Joe Patrick. He is getting set. Him and John Freaky. Well, I mean, we are the opening act, but they're following us when it comes to getting ready for Falcons and Chargers kickoff at 1 o'clock today. How do you feel about a team coming off a bye week, and specifically this Falcons team? Not much of a sample size with the new coaching staff, but or the coaching staff in place, but Coming off a bye, everything that you said, you still got to feel good about it because they're going into this game healthy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, listen, there's a reason the Chargers, I believe, I looked at one point this week, they were 1.5-point favorites. I believe that they're still going to be slight favorites come kickoff. So there's a reason for that, and that is because of a lot of the football things that we've been talking about so far. But I do have to say that some of the non-football or the more indirect things do kind of favor in going the Falcons' direction. When you talk about them having had the bye week, with the Chargers having had the short week, having played the Ravens a big game on Monday night and having lost that one, then again, you've got some injuries for the Chargers. But I think the biggest deal for the Falcons and coming off this bye week is that they've got a lot of their players healthy. And you never want to kind of talk about the injuries as a reason why they lost by over 30 points to the Denver Broncos when you lose in that fashion. But it is true that it was a team that was without, you know, many of its key players, whether that's, you know, guys like Troy Anderson, who I think is going to be huge. He's able to return at linebacker, which we expect today. Drew Dahlman to, you know, take the mantle back at center, where he was active against Denver but didn't play. So it seems like the team still was wanting to hold him out a little bit, but we expect him to be back. Those are a couple key starters that are going to be important for this team. And then, again, there's more guys like Charlie Warner, Dee Alford, a lot of guys in that secondary that are getting healthier that have been dinged up. So I think the Falcons had, what, like seven guys out from the last game, I believe it was. So getting, you know, even, you know, four of those guys back, let alone five or maybe even six of them for this game today, which could happen, it will be a huge benefit to them. And we'll see if that can provide the boost that they need to turn around this bad feeling they've got us late.
Spend the time on the waitfor.com hotline on this game day Sunday morning with Joe Patrick. And he is social. You can find him at JAPatrick200, at JAPatrick200. Talk about Falcons offensively now. Do we want to go and really be, you know, up-tempo with the ground game? Are we looking for a balance today? I'm just looking for some points. But, I mean, what do you think is priority one, you know, for this offense today, Joe?
Yeah, well, I think those things kind of go hand in hand, Sam. I mean, you know, the Falcons, I'm with you. Like, and I think that all the players will be with you, is that the only thing they care about is scoring points. But in order for that to happen, I do think that they need to get this ground game going, and they need to be efficient. You know, they just need to be efficient on first and second downs. And it doesn't really matter how, whether you do that through the, you know, the air or on the ground, but either way, you got to put yourself in good position to keep the chains moving and not find yourself in third and long situations. Now, we have seen the Falcons offense during the season at points be very efficient in some of those downs. In fact, even when I don't know if you guys remember, but like earlier in the season, the Falcons' third down numbers were quite bad in terms of their conversion rate offensively. But at the same time that was happening, they were also one of the more efficient teams in the NFL on both first and second down. And this team had created, before the bye week, the most 20-plus yard plays of any team in the NFL. So they are a team that can move the ball, but you've got to be able to have it so that you can sustain drives and keep control of the clock. It's another thing that's kind of really hurt this team again in that Broncos game, where the offense just was not able to stay on the field and it put the defense in a bad situation. And you got to play complementary football to that extent. So it is about points, but I think it's about, you know, a lot of other things that contribute to that in terms of putting yourself in a position to win. But make no doubt about it, guys. Like, you know, the run game's got to be there. Kirk's got to be on point with his receivers this week. It just wasn't the case against the Broncos, or really even against the Saints, where this team has now scored 23 points total in their last two games combined. We know that they're better than that, and so this is a great chance for them to prove it. But it's good. They're going up against one of the best defenses in the football. That's the only kind of stick in the mud there that kind of gets in their way. So we'll see how they handle it, though.
This is Joe Patrick. I mean, the guy comes on weekly. He's made a pivot because he used to come out here talking baseball with us. Now he's our football guy, and he's like family, Sam. And as we get ready to get on out of here, we got to ask Joe, man, how was your holidays, you know, Thanksgiving and holiday weekend, your college football watching? I mean, listen, we got you here. You're talking football. Any thoughts you want to get off
your
chest?
You want to plant any flags?
Yeah, Matt, exactly.
So I'm considering giving up college football altogether, guys. I'm an Ohio State fan, purportedly, maybe. I don't know if I am anymore, honestly. We'll see. But, yeah, Thanksgiving was good. Got to spend time with family. Hope you guys did as well. That was all good. But then, yeah, yesterday kind of ruined it.
I wouldn't have asked, Joe.
I know I'm going to get an earful from Fricky, I'm sure, as an Indiana fan.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
As we had for the Benz today, question. We know the roof is going to be closed today, but are they going to let Texas bring the Longhorn steer inside next week? That's something I'm looking
at. Ooh, yeah.
There, you know?
That's a good question. I'll have to do some digging on that today, Sam.
All right, we expect an answer next week.
All right. I'll be here.
Joe, as always, thank you, man. And you guys have a good call, you and John Fricke out there. And stay warm, buddy. He's gone. He's already starting to get warm. He's already starting to layer.
Man, he needs to. They're going to be outside today, boy. But the fans may want to go by and see him, and maybe take him a little cup of hot cocoa or something for him there.
And
keep him warm by the day. There you go. I'm spiking. We don't want him in the air talking funny.
Now, that would be fun. I'm tuning in for that. All right. Now, listen, we sort of speculated on a special guest, and we have one. We're going to kind of keep it in people headed down to that Mercedes-Benz, right?
Yep.
And we want this guy to drive safely. And just tune in next. You will hear one of the voices calling the game. Our own David Archer is going to be joining us next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. This is a holiday weekend coming to an end. Couple things real quick. Be very, very careful out on the roads. A lot of folks trying to get back here, and some in a little bit too much of a hurry. So we ain't got time going to hospitals visiting our listeners. We would, but just...
If you're at the Falcons game today, when the game ends, be patient. Because the traffic is going to be thick as a brick on the downtown connector with people coming through here trying to get back home.
Yeah, so just...
So I take MARTA, really.
There you go.
But if you must drive,
get your tailgate food, bring it on MARTA, take it on down. If you don't know where to go, go to Atlanta Eats first. Yep. Steak's got all the restaurants that are open this time of morning. Get yourself something to go and head on down there. We did not plan on speaking with somebody during this segment, but such is life. Just, you know, you got to learn how to pivot, adapt and adjust like our Marines do.
Mm-hmm.
And you found out some information about our next guest. I thought he'd be waking up, having a nice big breakfast, heading down to Mercedes-Benz for a great call today with Wes Durham for the Falcons
but
and Chargers.
No.
Go ahead, but apparently not.
Yeah. But you know what? He's excited because his team got a big win last time.
Oh, that's how we were talking about him.
Right? The Iowa State Cyclones. David Archer joins us now. And great, 29-21, the final score. Good morning to you.
Morning to you, buddy.
Sammy, Greg, good to be with you guys. Coming back after a victory Saturday in Ames, Iowa. Yes, sir.
What is it like after a big win in Ames, Iowa?
Well, as you know, there's not a lot of going on in central Iowa right now. Other than all the corn's been picked, so really you got to go find you a beer to drink and sit down with a good friend and enjoy some Neil Diamond, because they like to play Neil Diamond at the end of those games. But it was fun. It was fun to see him win, and I've been associated with a couple of big ones up there. You know, whenever you beat your cross-state rival Iowa, that's always fun. It's a party in the city, but there's no pro teams in Iowa, so it's Iowa and Iowa State, and they divide the state right down the middle.
My goodness, 10-2 they are. Fantastic what they've been able to do. Just thoughts about this season for the program and what that means and what you think about them going forward now.
Yeah, Matt Campbell's done an unbelievable job, Sam, up there. He's the all-time winningest coach in Cyclone history. He's a guy that's been courted by the NFL, by bigger programs, probably more programs that have more money have tried to get Matt Campbell to come and coach their team, but he stayed there. He's a family guy. He's got young kids that are in school there. He coaches his daughter's softball team. He's really kind of what the fabric of Iowa is really all about. You know, he's just a homegrown guy and loves family, loves being out with the fans and stuff. But he's really where it starts. They've done a really good job of recruiting. They do an incredible job of developing players, because you look at the stars that are next to the names of the players, and they don't get many of the 4 or 5-star kids. In fact, I'm not sure they've had a 5-star kid. Brees Hall was the last, I think, 4-star kid they had. And, of course, everybody knows Brees is running the rock for the Jets now. But he just develops players, and they take great pride in coming together as a unit. They're more of a sum of their parts than they are superstars. They've got a good young quarterback in Rocco Beck. Anthony Beck's son is the quarterback there. He's a sophomore. He's been swinging it around the yard. He's got some kids that'll go get it for him, and they've got a couple of hard-running running backs and a couple of corn-fed guys up front that come off the ball and shorten necks, and that's what they play really good team defense. John Haycock is part of the Broyles Award candidates. I think he's a semifinalist for the Broyles Award as one of the top assistants in the country. He coaches that defense, at 3-3-5 defense, and man, they just play well as a team, but winning 10 games, never done it before.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing for them to be at that height. And now, going to go play for a Big 12 title game. This will be the second time they've been in the Big 12 championship game in the last 5 years. That gives you an idea They've never been there before. That tells you what Matt Campbell's doing there.
The man's chest is puffed out to the next county.
Can you tell it?
Can you tell, man?
It just comes right through the front. This man is so,
I'm surprised
he is so proud this morning.
On the steering wheel. It's puffed out there so much there. All right, David Archer, get ready for
it. I got to slow down. You guys got me driving 85 miles an hour. I need to slow down.
No, man, you got a game to call. David, our own David Archer heading into town, taking out, actually going to call the Chargers-Falcons game this afternoon at 1 o'clock kickoff, which we'll have here for you if you can get in front of a TV. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But we're talking to him because he is a proud Iowa State alum. Number 17 in the country, but number one in your heart, Sam.
Absolutely.
And so as they get ready for the Big 12 championship, what we're going to ask you about, what do you know about this Sun Devils team, this Arizona State team you guys are going to be facing?
Yeah, Kenny Dillingham, he's got to be on the short list of coaches of the year. This was a team that was picked last in the conference by the media coming into the season. They had uncertainty at quarterback. Sam Levitt's a kid that was at Oregon that transferred and followed his coach to Michigan State. It didn't work out there for him. So Kenny Dillingham gave him an opportunity to come to Arizona State and compete for the job. Of course, you know, Sims is there, the kid that was at Georgia Tech, and he went to Nebraska. So they've been searching for guys to come and play. They've got a hard-nosed kid that runs the football, and Cam Scataboo. He had 175 yards rushing, I think, yesterday against Arizona. They beat their territorial cup rival there in Arizona. They play really good team defense, much like Iowa State does. They went into Iowa State beat K-State last night, Kansas State last night, their rival in the Farmageddon matchup. I mean, Arizona State went into Manhattan and destroyed K-State. They've really played well, but I think a lot of it has to do with what Kenny Dillingham has been able to do there with his staff and bring kids in that people aren't recruiting and developing. And these two programs are very similar, Greg.
My goodness. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline. He is on his way to the bins, folks, for Falcons and Chargers later today, David Archer. And he is social. You can always find him at ArcherQB16, at ArcherQB16. Thoughts about now, and we've been talking college ball with you this morning, the playoff and the Big 12. And the fact that you had a team in your conference now that's not even going to a bowl game that knocked off three straight ranked teams. And to me, they're the team that's really caused all the quandary at the top of the conference, was a team that's not even going to a bowl game. What does it say about this conference, though, and that representative going into the playoff?
Well, I think a lot of people would say, well, it's mediocre because nobody's risen to the top. And I would say that there's several really good teams. Is there a great team in there? I mean, that kind of depends on how you catch fire maybe late in the year. One of those teams is a team you're talking about, Sam, in Kansas. It was a team that was supposed to be in the mix to win a Big 12 championship. Lance Leipold's done an unbelievable job with the Jayhawks, but they got up to such a slow start. They got a dynamic quarterback in Jaden Daniels. They've got a really good running back in Devin Neal, but they just couldn't quite get over the hump. They kept turning the ball over. Well, they caught fire in the middle of the season. They beat three ranked teams in a row, including my Cyclones. And you thought that they had a chance yesterday to get to bowl eligibility, but they ran into another hot team in Baylor. Baylor knocked them off in Waco yesterday, and Dave Aranda's got his team at 8-4. And so it's just been, hey, it's a little bit like the NFL. In fact, you better bring your best game or at least your B-plus game to the other team's ballpark or you're going down. And so it's been a lot of fun there. But you've got two teams in Arizona State and Iowa State that have won 10 games. BYU and Colorado right there, they played extremely well this year. But I think there's some parity in the conference, and everybody wants to talk it down. But I think there's been some pretty good play in the conference.
I'm sure there's places around the country that call David, and they have them come on their show, and he talks about the Falcons and maybe talks some college football. This is the longest I've heard David talk college football in the city of Atlanta.
Yeah.
He's got to love this, man. I'm glad he's doing it on our show.
But he's also but for a number of years, he's been a part of broadcast for the SEC. You were part of an SEC broadcast yesterday. What do you make of what you've seen, and what did you hear down in Tuscaloosa? They're ready to call the Mayflower truck. What did you hear down there, man?
Well, I think that they, you know, certainly they got a reprieve with the Clemson loss, and then all of a sudden you look up and Miami goes down at Syracuse. But yesterday was a workmanlike performance by Bama in the Iron Bowl. It was fun to be there. First of all, the atmosphere in these kind of games, you guys know, you've been to these games, these rivalry games. We build all season long. We have great games during the year, but then you get the rivalry weekend where Clemson's playing South Carolina and Alabama's playing Auburn and Georgia's playing Georgia Tech and it amps up. It just takes up another level. It almost playoff feel to it. But Auburn was coming off the really good win over Texas A&M last weekend. I think their energy was pretty high. Alabama coming in knowing they were right on the edge of potentially still being in the playoff picture. Jalen Milroe was brilliant yesterday like he always is. For the most part, he's had some monster games this year. Georgia knows about that. I called that game about a month and a week ago when Milroe went off in that game. But I know Auburn is not interested in seeing Jalen Milroe. They're hoping he goes pro because he's thrown for over 500 yards. He's run for over 220 yards in two consecutive games. Combining his yardage, he accounted for six touchdowns. He ran for another 100 yards yesterday in three touchdowns. And it was a workmanlike performance by Kalen DeBoer's team. They got him a win. They stay alive. And if there's a name brand out there as a three-loss team that could sneak into the playoff, that team is Alabama.
Yeah. And again, I'm not saying – I'm not talking about him calling games. I'm here sitting here talking about his team. He has a lot of we when he's talking about Iowa State. This is beautiful.
Man.
This is what I mean. We don't get to hear that often, and that's what I was talking about. David Archer again joining Sam and Greg. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, let's talk about business. Talk about where you're going to work right now. Falcons and Chargers, they kick off at 1 o'clock. Harbaugh's in town. We were talking to Joe Patrick earlier about this defense, and my question to you is what we know about Jim Harbaugh. Quarterback aside, this guy loves to run the ball. And when you talk about the run defense of the Falcons, what are we looking at right now?
Yeah, it's something we struggled with, Greg. There's no question. We haven't been overly consistent stopping the run. It's interesting. They've been pretty good when it came down to keeping teams out of the end zone until two weekends ago against Denver. I think that's a little bit of a blip on the radar from a defensive standpoint. I think we were really beat up defensively. And Raheem's never going to use those excuses, but we in the media now can use that in that, you know, he didn't have Mike Hughes on the field, a starting corner. Dee Alford, to me, is one of the most important players on their team. They really don't have another nickelback that can play at the level Dee plays. And that's such a hard position to play because it's essentially a corner, but you got a two-way go. You're playing guys in the slot that you don't get to use the sideline as an extra defender. You don't have the ability to wall a guy off with using pieces of the field. He's got to cover all over the field, and we just don't have another guy can do that. Dee will be back on the field today, which is good. I think the two linebackers were beat up. I think Landman and Caden Ellis are two guys that were doing yeoman's work because the two guys behind them were banged up. I mean, J.D. Bertrand hasn't been able to play, and Troy Anderson's been out. So those two guys have had to carry the entire load. I think the week off will help them. So I think it's going to be a more refreshed defense. I think you'll see them play much better. I think they'll tackle better. It'll be interesting to see if Jimmy Lake shifts gears a little bit, maybe comes up and hugs up a little bit closer on the receivers, maybe take away some of the short, easy throws. Because you can bet that Justin Herbert, we've played him twice now, and you look at Herbert's numbers, they're almost identical. His per completion is about 5.6 yards of completion, but he's taking what they're giving him. We've seen a lot of veteran quarterback Patrick Mahomes that didn't push the ball down the field. He's taking those short throws and keeping them in manageable third down situations. We'll see if Atlanta tries to hug up and take away some of that stuff today.
We'll be watching for that, and of course we'll be listening here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm headed over to the Benz. I'll meet you over there later today. Safe travels.
Yes,
get
please.
Get there safely.
Congratulations.
And congratulations to you and the Cyclones, man.
Fellas, there's nobody I wanted to talk to more than Greg and Sammy this morning, man. Great to see you guys.
As always, man, we miss having you on here. And say hello to my man Jackson for me. listen, this again, I have not heard him like
wasn't
over
it?
The top like
can you,
that.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, I could. That's why I was glad he did it on our show.
Just hear the excitement and the pride,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, when's the last time we talked football in a state that didn't have at least a college and a pro team?
I know. Right,
maybe a little Oklahoma.
Ain't got one next door in Alabama.
That's
well,
right.
They'll argue about the one.
Well,
in Tuscaloosa.
That's true.
That's a little.
We're gonna get you set for more Falcons talk coming up top of the hour. John Fricke and Joe Patrick will be taking over, getting you set up to the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, and of course, kickoff Falcons and Chargers today. It is Sam and Greg on this December 1st, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. A week off of working for the morning shift, Steakhouse. Want to thank them for letting us come and play in their playhouse there for a few days there. And Sam likes to say, we didn't bust nothing.
No. Didn't break anything. Everything's going to be just like they left it. Maybe even a little better, a little cleaner.
Want to thank Terrell Thomas for joining us, Joe Patrick for joining us, special guest, because we didn't have him planned, David Archer, just joined us, getting ready for Falcons and Chargers. And by the way, if you can't get in front of a TV, once again, we have it for you right here. Pre-game, wait for it, 11 o'clock, and kick at 1 o'clock. And then tonight, can't get in front of a TV, we got 49ers at the Bills. Pre-game at 7:30, kick at 8:15. As we get ready to get back to our normal schedule, we'll be back here next weekend. What's your takeaway from the games during this Thanksgiving weekend? Or week, I should say, really.
Which games now?
Well, no, you pick one. I mean, what's going to be your take? Like,
I've enjoyed the Hawks. I've enjoyed the Hawks this week, what they've done, the two wins over Cleveland, and then the win again. I mean, I can't wait to look forward to this coming week. Of course, after New Orleans, they got Milwaukee, whatever Milwaukee is these days. We're going to get to see them, and then the Lakers. And then Denver. So I'm looking forward to that after what we've seen from the team this week.
Okay, and that's great. And I didn't mean locally, though. I just meant overall. Oh. See, for me, it's what Deion's done out there in Colorado. It really was. Okay. I mean, I was thinking about, just the spotlight being put on that game that happened yesterday and then what happened at the end. And now that will continue to be an added layer anytime you promote that game.
Yeah.
And so I thought, I'm not going to take away from that. But I still don't know what is going to become of Colorado. We are watching this flower grow right in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't predict where it's going to go. And the numbers that somebody like him, Deion that is, has brought to the university, to Boulder, Colorado. It's
51% increase in applications African-American students wanting to go to a place where they –
and
you just don't see no black folk.
Yeah, that's just one of the things, the impact that he has had.
Oh, the merchandise and everything. But what does he have to do? I mean, I don't know if you're talking about a national championship. He doesn't have to win a national championship.
But
the places where national championships are won are places where national championships have been mandated. Everybody that's contended for national championship, that's been mandated at those schools.
Well, Colorado was there for a minute.
Yeah, that's not a mandate for them. If he can get them there, especially from where they've been, and as we've seen, the transfer portal allows you to dip in and get some of those type players, and also recruit some guys too as well. Just like we've seen him get Julian Lewis from out of Carrollton here in town, and since that time, get about four or five guys just this past week to change from where they had been verbally committed to come there. This guy's like a magnet that's going to help bring other players in for that program. But even with that, Greg, he doesn't have the mandate that Georgia has or Alabama has or Ohio State has.
Now he doesn't. And being built. The other thing is, what happens next? What happens when his kid ain't the quarterback?
Well, we're going to see.
Wait to see what happens next.
He recruited a great one from here in our backyard. To go there, who can go there and not have the stress and the pressure that he would have if he had gone to the quarterback room at Georgia or to the quarterback room at Alabama, any of those places, he's not going to have that there.
The one thing, though, that you wonder, my initial thought is wonder, and then my second thought is, well, this is who this person is, so maybe he won't. My thing is this. He can't talk to whoever comes in there next the way he talked to Shador. There's just going to be some unspoken body language or mannerisms or whatever, that special connection, and Travis too to some extent, but especially with his son, at that position is going to be different than any 5-star, 18-star recruit that comes in there next. But then I think to myself, no, Deion don't hold back with nothing, he says. But how it's received is the other thing.
Yeah.
How you got to talk to these kids today coming up next. And that's what's going to be interesting.
Well, the thing that helps him, I always tell people, the thing that helps him, especially with recruiting young people, is he's the age of the parents. The parents grew up with him.
Yep.
And so, that I can't begin to tell you, when the other coaches approach parents and parents say, oh, this Deion said, oh, I grew up watching this guy. I grew up cheering for him. I'm a big fan, first of all. We invite him into our home or when we go to visit him at the school or whatever. What an advantage that is. What an advantage to other coaches who may have been in the game longer, may have accomplished other things, but they're impressed with him because of their knowledge of him. And that, you know, they
and
trust
now that he's winning, forget about it.
You know, I mean, he's. So that's the thing. We'll see what going forward the caliber of talent he has to get. To me, if they're going to be a championship caliber team, they got to run the ball better than they do.
Yeah, they do.
They don't run the ball well at all. And if you're going to win a national championship, you got to be able to run the rock still.
One of the things we didn't notice, and I kept waiting for this to happen, was weather being an issue with Colorado. Right? You would think that at some point they got to deal with some sort of monsoon of snow. And I just didn't see that this season.
Not this season, but I mean, we've seen it in the spring game.
I was just surprised.
It can happen now.
One of those elements.
It just didn't happen this season.
Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Talking a lot of football, of course, Falcons and Chargers today, but we got Hawks versus New Orleans tomorrow. And what is next as you sit there and talk about this Hawks team? Listen, again, three road games in the month of December for this Hawks team. You talk about a team that can get well. I know we talked about who's coming in here around the corner with the Lakers and Denver and what they do, but still, three home games. They go out to their place and they make a massive road trip the beginning of January, West Coast road trip. But this is a time, and we talked about the Eastern Conference, and other than Boston, the changing power bases that are there. And you can talk about whether or not you believe what Milwaukee is doing, or they're going to turn things around. You got to wonder about some of these other teams. We talked about Miami down there. I love me some Tyler Hero. I just like that dude. I wish that dude would just transfer and come up here and play for the Hawks. I really do. But what is going to happen? We believe there's a window that exists right now for the Hawks to make some ground and to build the consistency. And Noel used this word. I didn't, but we want this, and that's the culture, along with chemistry. Now, when does that happen? How does that appear? When do we know it's there? You know, it probably won't be until the spring, but this is a good time to work on a number of things that with last year's lineup, I don't know if they didn't want to or they just didn't. But that's what I'm looking to see in December, Sam, with this Hawks team that you just got through talking about so much. So they're going to be at it against New Orleans tomorrow. We got that game for you, pre-tip at 7, tip at 7:30, and we got Monday Night Football for you. Mm-hmm. Cleveland and Denver. It's going to be down on WAOK. Same time, 7:30 pregame kick.
We got Jameis on tomorrow night.
We got Jameis. How do you feel about how he's turned things around? I mean, listen, they had to use him. Given Deshaun Watson, but I think he's taken advantage of this, and he has become quite entertaining. I'm in the entertainment business.
Quite entertaining, but also, you know, it shows he's evolved some too. And also, was this maybe the last stop? You know, that's the thing. He's been so many several stops along the way. It seems like this was going to be a bad one, and he's kind of turned it into something a bit more positive.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, good for him. Good for him. We all know where he's been. We know some of the backstories and things, you know, with him. But he seems to be taking this opportunity seriously and is, you know, and has great, great sound bites after games.
He's quite entertaining, you know? But the thing that's coming through, you get past the words and how he's putting them. When we see somebody getting a second or third or fourth chance and him taking advantage of, I mean, he's not annoying at this chance. He's quite genuine. Now, you may say it's over the top, but he is who he is. As long as he's consistent, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
But watching him be who he is just, like I said, it's wonderful to watch. And like I said, I'm into entertainment. And as long as they continue to be good. Listen, why else are you watching Cleveland?
Yeah.
You know, that's Chubb.
That's true. Yeah, yep, that's about it. I mean, but there's been anyway expectations for this team last year, and things just kind of fell apart up there. So for him to come there and get them on the field and make them a competitive product, yep. You know, and like I said, it's great to see him do that.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Again, I want to let you know about some of the stuff we talked about during the show. And again, there's money flying through the air. Get you ready for the holidays. We've got money. We talked about this when we were doing the steakhouse this past week. We are one of the few, if not the only show, that every time we crack the mic, at some point during the show, we're letting you know how you can put some money in your pocket.
Yep, we do that.
Are we the only ones that do that?
I don't know if we're the only ones, but
okay. Every show.
But we take great pride.
Every show, whether it's the casting call or new refs and officials and throughout the state, not just here around the Atlanta area. this is what we do here. So I want to remind you guys that there is holiday money that is there. The casting call, I talked about it earlier in the show. There are needs. You can see them up on Get Cast with Greg on X. You can also 929thegame.com/casting call. See the job opportunities. This is all extra work. You don't have to worry about going out and getting your hair cut or buying, getting pictures or wardrobe. None of that. Just look like whatever it is they're looking like. There's a couple needs for patrons in a coffee shop. There's people for people who work at a coffee shop. So you have all the wardrobe at your house. It's want to. And by the way, unfortunately for some of you out there, the end of the line might be coming in December. I say that only to let you know that we here. You have that. It's like getting fired from a job in Orlando. At the end of the day, you know you can work for Disney. down there, right? Yep. So we have the film industry in all 159 counties in the state of Georgia. So if the unfortunate happens to you, you can, you know, make a little money on the side there, doing some extra work. There's really no need for nobody laying on your sofa being lazy. You can put them out and say, go get a job as an extra. As long as they got a card that works, you know, you can be an extra. Anyway, we want to thank all of you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. We're going to get our Saturdays back here soon, now that college football is starting to ramp up here, but we are taking care of you on Sundays, getting you ready for football action. We're the opening act. Noel, thank you, as always.
Thank you.
And she just got sparks coming off her heels back there. She's working so hard. But she's going to be here with John Fricke and Joe Patrick, who are up next. For the rest of you, have yourself a wonderful day. Mr. Crenshaw.
Yep.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. I don't think I said that to you during this whole time while we've been working on Thanksgiving. But
Same to you.
Have a wonderful rest of your Sunday. I will do so, too.
Have a great week.
And for those of you, y'all put the Christmas tree up when your wife asks you. Just don't start no stuff at the house. Sam and Greg, we'll talk to you next week. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.